Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to our update of the Wolf Whistle podcast. First of all, I want to thank you for all your fantastic comments that we've been receiving. To anybody that subscribed, really does mean a lot to me. So thank you for all your great feedback. It is really appreciated. As you can probably hear, we've got a new jingle. You know, we want to keep this as professional as we can. I wished I'd have been able to use the jingle from the start, but obviously it's only something that I've recently added. So I hope you enjoy that. We've also using a rig mic now. As you can probably tell, I record all the podcasts from an iPad. So I'm going to players' houses, I'm meeting them in hotels, so I can't really lug all sort of equipment round with me, and plus I'm a bit of a technophobe. Somebody said, why don't you try an iRig mic? So we are trying that now, so that should improve the sound quality. On top of that, we're going to be looking at different things. We're going to be looking at doing, in the future, video podcasts, you know, just something a little bit different. It's not something I've done before, but we'll need to pick a guinea pig, someone good looking like Matt Murray, who's pleasing on the eye. But once again, that's something that we're going to go down. It's not going to be for every podcast, but it's just another route just to mix things up a little bit. Another area I want to go down is telephone interviews. You know, there's former Wolves players all over the world, Australia, America, etc. So we want to look at the opportunity to record a telephone interview with the same sort of content, but obviously the quality needs to be very important. So that's something I will trial, and if it does work, we will be looking at sort of other players and difficult to sort of contact players as well. As for the content, one of the main comments is, why have you brought so many podcasts out so quickly? So since November, we have had 20 episodes, 20 interviews of the Wolf Whistle. Now, yes, it is quite a lot. I mean, I think we've done one a week now. That's what we've roughly what the figures are. And that's really what I want to continue to do as well. I want the podcast to be timeless. So you can listen to Mickey Holmes, Dale Rudgies, John Purdy's anytime in the future. And it is still current in terms of it's talking about their career, you know, and it's sort of timeless, really, so you can listen to it at any point and still enjoy the content. So we're not going to be talking about the current players, and the current squad. We are going to be continuing to speak to former players, obviously, about their career. We've had 4,500 downloads so far, and to be honest, I don't know whether that's good or bad. 4,500 seems a lot to me, because we wasn't expecting anywhere near that level. So to get that figure is fantastic. So what the one podcast which was particularly successful was the Doug Hope on, the former vice chairman of the club between 82 and 86. Now that on its own received 700 downloads. So what that tells me is, yes, the content which we want to continue with the former players is important, but also people, you know, around the club, closely associated, managers, coaches, physios, people that have been on the board, that sort of thing. So that's something, obviously, we will look to go down and continue as well, because that has been sort of proved very, very popular. I've also been listening to the other Wolves-related podcasts out there, and I must say there is some absolutely fantastic productions, some amazing content, some fantastic sound quality. So, to be fair, there is a lot of choice out there, but we are still trying to continue to do something different. Like I said, it's very important to me that it remains timeless. I want to keep testing myself in finding players that, like I said, are lesser remembered, maybe only played one or two games for the club, but obviously their story is equally as interesting as those that have played 300, 400, 500 games. We've got some fantastic interviews lined up. I'm doing one on Wednesday with a former manager, I'm doing one on Thursday with a former midfielder, so we will release these obviously periodically throughout the future. So please keep subscribing and listening. Thank you for your kind comments. If there's any players that you'd like to hear us interview, or any questions you'd like to ask, etc., just please message me, and you know, I'll try and facilitate all this. We're always looking for new ideas, but once again, you know, I'm humbled by the nice feedback that we've had, and there's going to be plenty more podcasts on the Wolf Whistle to come. So thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to the Wolf Whistle.